Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Football fans will be glued to their TVs on Sunday watching the NFL Conference Championship games. The winners of those games will meet in Super Bowl 55 on February 7th. And for more, let's bring in Mike Pesca. He's Here and Now sports analyst. He also hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Hey, Mike.
Hello.
So these games have some interesting storylines. Let's start with the NFC, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the Green Bay Packers. I hear these teams have two great quarterbacks.
Two well-known quarterbacks. Two quarterbacks with big followings. Now, Green Bay's quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, is an MVP front-runner, I would say. Maybe he'll be the MVP. Such a great quarterback. He has a Super Bowl under his belt. He's at home. He has a great wide receiving core. He knows how to use his offense to great effect. And then on the opposite side is the Tampa Bay Buccaneer quarterback, Tom Brady. Now, Tom Brady, of course, is not known as being a Tampa Bay Buccaneer quarterback, the New England Patriots quarterback. And he came in there and sort of remade the whole offense. He picked it. They had good offensive weapons, but he got his tight end, Rob Gronkowski, down there. He had a lot of influence about how the offense was structured. And so what we're watching is not just a man in his 40s executing an offense. We're watching something of an architect. And between the two bays, Green and Tampa, I don't know who has the advantage.
Oh, an architect. You know, I know people in New England feel a lot of love for Brady. Is it going to be hard for fans of the Patriots to see him potentially win another Super Bowl for another team?
I don't know, because I think that there is definitely a split opinion among Bostonians, and we all know this because there are a lot of loud Bostonians letting us know their opinions. But there are some people who feel that Tom Brady gave so much and will always have all those Super Bowls with him, and the fit wasn't right in his last few years, and Bill Belichick didn't want to retain his services. So good for him. He could go and have one last hurrah with the beloved Gronk, if that happens. On the other hand, there are a bunch of Patriots fans who say, you know, in the last year, was Brady really giving 100% to this franchise? Maybe this will be a referendum on who is the more important piece, Belichick or Brady. I think it's really silly conversation. They were both so integral to each other's success. So that'll play out there as well.
Interesting. Okay, in another game, the AFC Championship, the defending Super Bowl winners, the Kansas City Chiefs, will play the Buffalo Bills. But there's some uncertainty about a quarterback, Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes. What's the status?
Right. So remember when I said maybe Aaron Rodgers was a front runner for MVP? If not, it would be Patrick Mahomes, a magician with the football. But he was probably concussed. He is in the concussion protocols. There is some debate or discussion over if he had a concussion or some other something else hit him when he was hit and knocked out of the game last week. But the Chiefs are saying that he is likely to play. And with his arm, with his eyes, with his vision, with his ability to execute throws and plays that no one else has, no one else in the world, I would say that his presence would make Kansas City a favorite to go back to the Super Bowl and probably win it again.
Right, because he's the most valuable player. I mean, but a concussion is serious. Do you think they can really win this game on Sunday if he doesn't play?
If he doesn't play, I don't know. They have a great offensive coach and coordinator. Andy Reid is a great coach. The backup quarterback, Chad Henne, threw a bad interception in last week's game, but then he had a couple of really good throws. And their offensive weapons, I mean, they're all so fast and they have such clever plays. But no, I would say the drop-off from Mahomes to Henne is as precipitous a drop as you could conceive of in the NFL.
Okay. The Buffalo Bills are a good story. They won the AFC East for the first time since 1995, but the Bills fans won't be nervous if they make it to the Super Bowl. I mean, won't they be nervous, I would say?
Yes. Well, of course, because a Buffalo Bills team in the Super Bowl has historically meant the Buffalo Bills will be losing the Super Bowl. And it's kind of unfair. I mean, they had four straight teams that made the Super Bowl. They lost one Super Bowl by a field goal, wide right. I know people in Buffalo are hearing that and they just, signed up for some trauma counseling afterwards. But I would say that's a great accomplishment. They, of course, you can't win a Super Bowl unless you get in a Super Bowl. So they're very excited for their team, their quarterback, to make it back.
Okay, a lot of people are thinking about the entertainment. It's going to be a TV spectacle for the Super Bowl. R&B star Jasmine Sullivan and country singer Eric Church will join forces to sing the national anthem. Grammy-winning singer Her will perform America's Beautiful, and The Weeknd will perform during the halftime show. I guess at least there's a winter distraction as we deal with this pandemic.
Yeah, and if the Buccaneers make it, it'll be their home field. That's not happened before.
That's not happened before. Mike Pesca is Here and Now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. As always, thank you.
You're welcome.